Friends,
welcome back. Today I am going to be talking about a particular phrase that I've been hearing for some time now, and it just kind of snapped in my mind as to what the phrase meant. So I'm a life coach, and this is a phrase that you hear repeatedly in the coaching circle. And I don't know who originally came up with this particular phrase, but I know Dr. Michael Beckwith is one that I've heard say it repeatedly. And in fact, I just heard him say it the other day. And for such a long time, it just kind of stumped me, like, what does that mean? And so the phrase is, pain pushes until the vision pulls. And I thought, what in the world? It just really never kind of clicked for me, but let me take a deep dive today and see if I can explain what came to me about this particular phrase. Pain pushes until the vision pulls. So the next part is for people who are already moving in these circles a little bit, so you're comfortable with the concept that we are not just flesh, blood, and bone beings, that there is this higher level part of us. You may call that higher consciousness. If you are a religious person, you may refer to that as your soul or your spirit. But if you move in these circles, this is not a new concept for you. Now, if you're new, let me just explain a little bit of what I'm talking about for you. So, you and I come into a physical form from somewhere, the beyond, I always refer to it as. Again, if you're religious, you may call that heaven. The terms don't matter. Everybody's kind of saying the same thing. It's the concept that we're after. So there's your soul, your spirit, your inner being. The real you is somewhere else before you come through your mother's birth canal into this physical body. And that part is still with you. You are still a soul or a spirit or higher consciousness, whatever you want to refer to the unseen part of you as. Don't lose sight of the fact that, of course, we are blood and bone and flesh, but there's this larger part of us that is still with us, that is still connected to higher consciousness, still connected to God, whatever term that you use for that. So we come into these physical bodies, we are still attached to that higher consciousness part of ourselves. And so one of the keys to living a great life, I apologize, I just finished my lunch. One of the keys to living a great life is to begin to operate in tune with this higher part of yourself. And people that do that, they live life kind of at a different level. They aren't struggling with the everyday mishaps and petty things that happen to us in life. They are kind of living in the magic. And so it behooves all of us to kind of understand that we are here, but we also have an inner being or spirit or another part of us that is really the real us, that is able to see things that we can't see, that knows things that we don't know in our limited sensory being. We can only typically perceive through what we see, what we feel, what we hear, what we taste. But your inner being can see everything. It knows everything about you. It is the real you. You are only a part of it, projected down into this body, the you that you know. And so if we can just get in tune with that inner being, I always say meditation, just acknowledging that you're here in physical form, but you're also there in the non-material world. Just being able to accept that as a fact will cause the channel to open up so that you can begin communicating with your higher mind. All right, now hold that for a second. Back to the phrase. Pain pushes until the vision pulls. Most of us kind of go throughout our lives, and this is a very human thing. This is most humans' default. Not every human being, but most humans just kind of go along. They're only going to do what is required. They rarely push themselves beyond what they know, what they feel is true for themselves. Now, we do have people that blow past those labels, and we all revere them. Those are going to be your super athletes, your very rich people, your Oprahs, your Gandhis, the people that defied the labels and kind of pushed beyond what normal people believe life is. And they worked in concert or with this knowledge that the higher part of them was still very much a part of their present everyday experience. And because they acknowledged and knew that they were much larger than their flesh, blood, and bone self, they were what we call limitless. And so when you find limitless people in society, we all gravitate towards that. We want to hitch a ride or hang their pictures on our walls or see what they're doing or try to emulate them simply because we haven't awakened to the fact that we are also limitless. And it is this understanding that moves us into this realm. So now, pain pushes. Most of us will only push beyond what we believe our capacity to achieve is if there's pain, if there's some sort of discomfort. So let me give you an example of that. Let's say you have a mother that goes through a divorce. She was in a marriage and she thought that she had found her happily ever after. And then, I don't know, maybe he finds another woman and he's off. He tells her, I'm leaving. So now here she is. Maybe she hasn't worked. Maybe she didn't finish her degree. But now she has mouths to feed. Pain pushes. You will often find women like this end up going back to school and getting a degree or finding out what their gifts are and landing in a career in which they are able to start excelling in. And so had the divorce not happened, they would have just sat there taking care of their kids. That's very noble work, by the way, so I don't want to diminish that in any way. I'm just using this as an example. They would have sat there and taking care of their kids and pretty much never really found out what they were capable of. But the pain pushed them into another place. We see this with people that sometimes get cancer or are chronically ill, that when they get the diagnosis of something very shocking, now they've been eating hot dogs and hamburgers and fries their whole life, and now all of a sudden they become vegan and they're cooking their own food. And this happened to me because I actually ended up getting a chronic illness, and then all of a sudden I was making whole food and packing my food and taking it everywhere. I mean, it really was a part-time job, and I hate to say that I didn't stick with it all the way like I did at the very beginning. Once I started to recover my health, I kind of abandoned it. But that's another example of how pain can push people. And you will see those people, they lose 100 pounds and their skin is now glowing and their hair is full and beautiful because they changed their diet because of the catalyst, because of the pain. So pain pushes. But here's the second part of that phrase. Pain pushes until the vision pulls. Now, what does that mean? Each of us has been given a task for this lifetime. We have a call. There's a purpose. There is a reason why we decided to come into this human form. Again, remember now, we're higher consciousness, the real us. It's immaterial. It's connected to the beyond. And so we decide to come into this body and have a human experience for a purpose. And that is your vision. Most of us don't know that. So I'm here to try to encourage people and tell them, figure out what the vision of your life is. And it's there. It's always been there. If you go back over your life and start to look, there's a theme, there's a pattern that's been true for you. Maybe you are a people person. Maybe you are a great communicator. Maybe you were like me. I was always counseling people on all of my jobs, even in corporate America. I always had people coming into my office and telling me their deepest, darkest secrets and asking me for my advice and what should they do about their marriage or about their abusive situation. Or I've even had people tell me that they were suicidal or, you know, just really personal things. And at the time I thought, hey, I really need to get work done. I don't really have the time for this. It was only later when I started doing this work and doing the deep dive and trying to figure out what my own vision was that I was able to go back and weave together those pieces of the puzzle. Start looking for your theme. Start looking for your vision. Once you figure out that you have a vision, here's where higher mind comes in. It wants you there, and it's going to do everything to make sure that you get there. And so the trick for living life successfully is being able to commune, to listen to acknowledge, to accept the information that is coming to you from your higher mind, from your inner being. Some people call that intuition, and you know, we can kind of ferret that out. Some people say that they're slightly different, but for the sake of this particular talk, let's just say your inner being is communicating to you through your intuition, however it comes. Just make sure that you're listening, that you're paying attention. So now you got your vision, and now you're going into your quiet space. You're meditating, perhaps. You're acknowledging, you're starting to get feedback, hunches, inclination. Some people, and I'm getting to this place where I now can hear audible direction. And it's not like a voice, it's not like a crazy voice. It's my own voice, but I know without a doubt that this is something that I need to move on, that this is something that I need to act on. So you form a partnership with your higher mind or with your inner being. And so once you do that, here's what this looks like. You've done the work. You figured out your mission in life. You figured out your vision. And so now, because you have acknowledged that you're ready to start receiving information and acting on the vision of your life, which is your sole purpose for even coming into physical form, your inner being is going to start sending you information. You're going to get a hunch to go and talk to this person, or you're going to get a call from someone out of the blue, or maybe a new idea for a business is going to pop into your mind. And you're like, well, where did that come from? That is how the inner being starts feeding you information. Again, it wants you to fulfill your purpose. So now the vision is pulling. Once you start to see who you are and know why you're here and allow that vision to kind of just sink into your spirit or your soul and resonate with you on a much, much deeper level, it's going to feel like home. You're going to want to do it. You're going to get up every day excited about this new vision for your life. It's going to pull you forward, right? This is when you see people that do great things in life. They have a mission or they build great things. And don't get me wrong. I don't know that everybody is going to be a Gandhi or a Oprah Winfrey or a Jeff Bezos. I don't know. That could 100% be true. The potential for all of us could be that great. And I say, hey, let's dig in and try to figure it out. But if it doesn't come to you like that right away, don't get discouraged. Just figure out what's for you in this lifetime. You know, all work is noble work. I believe that, whether you're a nurse, whether you're a teacher, whether you are the person that is collecting garbage cans, where would society be without those people? All work is noble work. So just start with what the vision is and asking your inner being, how do you use your gifts to serve other people? And once you do that, and you're getting the information, and the vision is pulling you forward, you're going to find peace and joy and happiness. You're going to be excited to start the day. And so I'm here to try to help people find more happiness in their lives. And this is the best way. I had to just think about that when I said it. In my opinion, and I teach a lot of things, this is the foundation for everybody moving toward happiness. So, pain pushes until the vision pulls. That's the human experience. But I am encouraging you today, even though that's a beautiful phrase, to not let that be the thing that pulls you into your vision. I want you to just know that there's something for you to be doing. I want you to get a journal and light a candle and start figuring it out. If you pray, send a little prayer out into the universe and just let your inner being and your higher mind know that you're ready to start fulfilling your mission and fulfilling your purpose, and allow that to start be the thing that drives you forward. And your inner being is going to meet you on the path. And so the vision then pulls you forward. It doesn't have to be from pain. Most people learn that way, but that's hard. That's how I learned it. That's how I learned it, through sickness and through just a life that was in the crapper, basically. It was hard. If I would have had someone tell me before all of that happened, before I had to go through the corporate career, before I had to get sick, if I would have had someone tell me there was a much easier way, hands down, I would have done it. So I'm here to tell you that there is. Don't let pain be the catalyst for your growth. Be proactive, get on the path, figure out what your mission is, invite your higher mind, higher consciousness, or your inner being to partner with you, and then move forward in fulfilling the mission of your life.